Nolte, Casey Hunt spreads fake news. Biden's segregationist pals were Republicans. By John Nolte on June 20, 2019. MSNBC's Casey Hunt misidentified Joe Biden's Democrat segregationist pals on Wednesday as Republicans. While teasing a segment about the uproar over the former vice president bragging about being able to do business with racist segregationists, Hunt, a far-left activist and MSNBC hostess, spread this fake news. Still to come, Joe Biden references his relationships with two former Republican colleagues at an event in New York City. The only problem? They were both segregationists. Actually, the only problem is that they were both Democrats. But other than that, great job, Real News Lady. What makes Hunt's fake news especially egregious is that Biden specifically named the segregationist senators James Eastland of Mississippi and Herman Talmadge of Georgia, and both were proud, card-carrying members of the Democrat Party. So how did something like this happen? Is Casey Hunt stupid? Is Hunt so ignorant of history she simply does not know segregation was instituted by Southern Democrats and it was Republicans who fought to end it? In other words, did Casey attend public schools? Wait until she finds out it was her fellow Democrats under all those Klan hoods. Is Casey Hunt a liar? Did she know these two guys were fellow Democrats and just hoped to put one over on her viewers? After all, where did Republican come from? Biden didn't identify them as Republicans. Did Casey do a quick Google search, find the truth too painful, and decide to go the fake news route instead? Is Casey Hunt biased? Did she simply assume racists had to be Republicans? Personally, I think it's a little of all three. I think Casey is equal parts dumb, dishonest, and deceitful. This is, after all, the same Casey Hunt who said the physical assault on Senator Rand Paul, RKY, the assault that left him hospitalized with six broken ribs, was one of her favorite stories. New details today on the incident that left Senator Rand Paul with six broken ribs, Casey gleefully reported 18 months ago. This might be one of my favorite stories, although, of course, we don't want, clearly Senator Paul is still struggling. This is also the same Casey Hunt who sought to protect disgraced former Senator Al Franken, DMN, by undermining one of his groping victims with the absurd claim he was not actually groping her, even though there was a photo, an actual photo, of the groping. This is the same Casey Hunt who, without evidence, smeared the Republican Party as fundamentally anti-black. Even the cuckiest cuck in all of cuckdom, Michael Steele, suggested she take a step back on that one. Funny how these mistakes always, always, always happen in only one direction. And do you want to know another reason Casey got this so horribly wrong? Because almost all of the rest of the fake news media are refusing to identify Biden's segregationist pals as Democrats. The media are covering up that fact, hoping people assume they're Republicans. This has been today's episode of Democrats Sure Got It Good. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.